Live from KQED News, I'm Natalia Navarro. The names of dozens of clergy accused of abuse have been made public this week, thanks to a California law that temporarily extended the statute of limitations for abuse victims to file civil lawsuits. Attorneys with the firm Jeff Anderson and Associates combed through more than 100 lawsuits filed since the law took effect in 2020 to produce the list. Melanie Sakota, with the Survivor Network of Those Abused by Priests, says the law should be made permanent.
The only thing that has really gotten the churches to pay attention, in particular the Catholic Church, which is one of the largest organizations in the world, is these lawsuits.
Victims have until December 31st to file civil complaints in decade-old cases. The Teachers Union for West Contra Costa Unified is asking its members to authorize a strike vote. KQED's Julia McAvoy reports.
United Teachers of Richmond will be asking members to authorize a strike vote Wednesday. If approved, teachers would vote all next week on whether to actually strike. The union is also calling for teachers to work to rule, meaning to the letter of their contract, this Friday and next, and hand out flyers to parents about their concerns. Earlier this month, the school district called for an outside mediator to assist in contract talks. The district has offered a 10% increase by July next year, but teachers say that would still put it far behind other Bay Area districts on pay. The district says it's offering teachers the best deal it can while maintaining fiscal solvency. I'm Julia McAvoy, KQED News.
And I'm Natalia Navarro.